Hi, it's Kalia,
IGC coach training grad and six-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, when will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
It's time to pick up the phone. Answer that call.
This call is your calling, and you can't hide from it or ignore it.
That passion you have to help people and make a difference isn't going anywhere. You deserve to get paid and paid well doing work you love and changing lives.
Everything in your life has led you here, and now we're here to help you figure out how to make your destiny your reality.
Welcome to Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast hosted by Inner Glow Circle.
IGC is an internationally accredited life coaching school created to take your existing professional skills paired with your life experience and turn it into a six-figure coaching business.
We've trained thousands of successful coaches, and now it's your turn.
Let's get focused, get real, and get you six-figure certified.
Welcome back to another episode of Six Figure Certified Coach, the podcast. I'm Liv, and I'm here with Katie. And Katie, you look like you're in a different place than normal.
No.
Really?
I'm in my same office, but like we're in the middle of a move. So like everything's condensed and pushed together because you guys can't see it, thank God. But surrounding me are just piles of boxes.
Oh, maybe you're just like way closer.
Adam made us start packing like a month and a half in advance.
Never. Yeah. Tell him to call me later. I'll convince him that's a bad idea.
So half of our house is packed. And I'm just like living in boxes.
Mm.
And we're living in a tiny apartment. So it's like the apartment is half boxes and then half just like his clothes on the floor.
You only have like 2 weeks left though, right? Until you move.
Yeah, we have two. Yeah, I'm gone next week and then we have 2 weeks. So I'm only here for two more weeks. Yeah.
Okay. Well, you'll survive. Moving is literally
someone who, and maybe this is somehow part of our soul signature, which we're going to talk about, but you're somebody who you literally would like just like move and then be like, oh, I moved this weekend. Like in hindsight.
I know.
Like I'm the kind of person that
so
like
many times. This is so off topic, but I just had a meeting. It's not off topic. Yes, from the episode, not from this conversation. I just had a meeting with Mercedes, one of our graduates. She's actually been on this show before. And we like had a really productive meeting about some stuff that we're working on for the Glow Fund. And then I was telling her a little bit of stuff and she's like, have you read the book Existential Kink? And I'm like, oh my God, yes. Like I'm in progress. It like keeps coming up. Katie keeps telling me. And she's like, she goes, I think that you're like addicted to leaving people. She's like, I think that it turns you on just to get up and move. And I'm like, oh my God, I have moved a lot. And like just up and left things, people, places, jobs. And I'm always like, I don't want this to happen. But she's like, I think you do.
Yeah.
She's like, that makes you feel more powerful.
Should we tell people what existential kink is?
Oh yeah, it's a book. I have it right here. Not on purpose. I just happen to have it here because I like put it back.
So Existential Kink is the title of a book by Carolyn Elliott. And the concept is basically that the things we think we don't want and that we say we don't want, we actually do want them because we have them. And having them is evidence of wanting them.
Yeah. So somehow we're going to make this all tie together, everyone.
So when you complain about certain things, you know, to yourself or to your friends, the exercise that the book teaches is to like really look inside. I mean, it goes more in depth and takes you through a pretty intense step-by-step process, but to really examine like what part of me does want this.
Well, and the basic of it is like having is evidence of wanting, right? So like if you have something, especially like a consistent pattern showing up in your life again and again, it's like there's some level or part of you probably subconsciously, but maybe like once you become aware of it, then you can like what did they say? Like, love it, laugh it off, or leave it or something. But basically, like, there's some part of you that wants it, that attracted it.
I do think the conversation gets really sticky, though, when you start to talk about, like, trauma and, you know, potentially, like,
That's, like, the dark side of the teaching, or, like, the not true. I mean, we don't believe that you attract trauma. But I was even talking to her about, like, one of the bad toxic relationships that I was in. And she was like, no, that doesn't count, and kind of explained why. So I should remember that part, but I don't in this moment.
Mercedes?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, because it's not, like, your act, what you attract, like, cannot influence other people's actions, like people who hurt you or, you know.
So that brings us to today's topic, which is about finding your soul signature, which is really about finding your next level self. And yeah, plenty of shit stuff gets in the way, right? But we have this exercise that we teach, and we'll just, you know, have some dialogue about it too. That's all about bringing you back to your true self amidst all the things that happen in life.
Yeah. So I see this, like, languaging in the, you know, self-help coaching business space all the time around, like, reach your next level self, like, go to the next level. And I'm so literal sometimes. I'm like, yeah, but then I'm like, but how? Or, like, what does that actually mean? Like, my next level is going to look different than yours. And every single person listening to this is going to have a different, you know, next level self. But, like, how do you define what that even looks like? And then how do you become it now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you.
I'm like, next level, huh?
Yeah. What? I think, you know, just to kind of explain this to people a little bit more. So one thing that we, Olivia and I, both agree on and teach to our students is that, you know, when we set certain goals, often what's in the way of meeting those goals is becoming the person that we need to become to have the things that we want to have. Right? So one way to think about this is to look at your goals. Maybe you set goals for 2023. Maybe you set monthly goals. And when we're consistently not reaching our goals, we have to really look at, well, what's off, right? What's in the way? What's not aligned? What's keeping me from reaching my goals? And what we'll often find is that the way that we're showing up doesn't align with the goals that we have for ourselves.
Yeah.
So do you have any good examples of that, Liv? They don't have to be personal examples, but
right. Well, I mean, I always think about it as, like, embodying the woman you're becoming as, like, much more positive way to say, like, some people will be like, oh, I don't believe in fake it till you make it. And I'm like, well, I don't believe in, like, being a petty ass version of myself when I know that's not really me. So I'd rather embody, like, the higher level self, or, like, the best version of myself in order to create better results in my life. So that's an opportunity for y'all to reframe before we go on, but we're not talking about, like, faking it. We're talking about literally being the person that you kind of visualize as yourself. Like, we're still in January. People are making vision boards. And like we said, talking about the next level self, and it is that, like, person or vision that you see. And, like, one example I can think of is one of our students, Mary, years ago. She's like, I can, like, she could basically see herself, like, having success and making these, you know, big sales and all of that. And I was like, well, how do you see yourself now? She's like, I see myself in a very small apartment, not making enough money to do anything with. And I was like, well, what do you see when you're, like, in this next level? And she's like, I'm dressed how I want to. I have my hair done. I'm walking down the street confidently. I'm walking into these stores to, like, pitch them. I think she was doing, like, organizational coaching or something for, like, local stores, like, to pitch them these ideas. And I'm closing contracts. I'm walking to the bank. And she had this whole, like, I don't remember the details. This was probably 2016 at this point. But she was like, I'm, like, walking around like $1 million Mary. And I'm like, if you see, like, some version of that for yourself, right? I know my highest level self is not the one who's, like, skipping a workout or, like, laying around in my oversized sweatpants. Like, I mean, maybe it's part of my life sometimes and I need to relax a little bit more, but I have this vision of like, remember we always talk about doing like the glow gala? Like I can picture my dress that I'm wearing there. I can picture holding up one of those huge checks for like $1 million. And like, I'm not there yet, but that's a whole different energy than like Olivia on the couch in oversized sweatpants from Amazon.
Oh my God, Liv, people are always coming to me asking how to make six figures as a life coach. And I'm like, what? Like it's hard?
It's easy if you just go to class. To get our free class on how to make six figures in your coaching business, all you need to do is text the words six figures to 813-212-8869.
Again, text six figures to 813-212-8869 to get our free class on how to make six figures as a life coach today.
Now let's get back to the episode.
True though, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's a great example. I also think like, you know, like another great example is you say that you, this is not directed towards you, Olivia. You say that you want a relationship, but
why did you have to disclaimer me with
you say okay. That, no, seriously, this is not you, but you say that this has been me. Like I've said that I wanted a relationship.
Yeah.
But I'm talking to three different guys and I'm afraid of being committed and I don't have space in my life for somebody in that way. Right. Or, you know, like you kind of talked about this a little bit, but we say that maybe we want to change our bodies or lose weight or eat differently, but we're not putting in the time. We're not right. So it's all about who do you want to be? What do you want to have? And who do you want to be to have those things? Who do you need to be to have those things rather? And then what kind of actions does that person take on? What would that person actually do?
Yeah. You need like one of those bracelets that instead of like WWJD, what would Jesus do? It's like, what would next level insert your name here do?
Yeah, I like that. And I like another thing I like to say with the next level exercise is like Katie 2.0 or Olivia 2.0. Yeah. So, you know, when you're going through this kind of exercise, one way to think of it is you 2.0. What's the next version of you like? And I think Lev used a really great example. What do they look like? How do they dress? How do they carry themselves? You know, what's funny too. I'm sure you've had this reaction. We've had this reaction like side by side going through old stuff, but I was having some issues with my computer, which I told you about. And like, I was going through old files or they were just coming up because I was like needing to clear some space. And I found some videos of us from like 8 years ago that I just was like, whoa, like we're just like, I didn't even have to play the whole video to just be like, and my reaction in the moment was like a little cringy, like, oh
yeah, I'm
like,
cringing and I haven't even seen it.
What?
I feel cringy and I don't know what video you're talking about.
They were just like, it's just like looking at your past work, you know. I found the very, very first set of portal videos that I made for like the fear cleanse.
Oh my God. Yeah. With your really dark hair and dark lipstick
from 2015.
Yeah.
Yeah. My hair is really dark again, but that was from 2015. I must've filmed them in 2014. That was almost 10 years ago. Mm. And like, I'm very like, hi guys, it's Katie. Like our voices are different. It's weird, but it's sort of like the opposite effect of the same exercise, right? Where you can go to the future and be like, wow, I want to see myself, you know, expand my voice and how I show up and have my shoulders back and, you know, have a lot of confidence and dress a certain way. And then you can take that and go to the past and be like, wow, I see, you know, the previous version of myself.
Yeah.
And it makes me cringe a little, but that's growth.
Well, yeah, it's like all about evolving. I don't think anyone listening to this isn't in the business of evolving, whether they're selling it as a coach or they're just trying to, you know, develop themselves into their next level. But I think what I like to do when it comes to like self-help or personal development is to like make it really accessible for people. Because I think so often we are thrown all of these different ideas and exercises, and there's the existential kink thing we just said, there's shadow work, there's vision board, there's like a million things, but it's like, how do we break it down into something that we can like actually live out day to day and like almost make it a habit so that it actually creates change? Because you can write all the exercises and do all the vision boards you want, but if you don't actually embody the work, I mean, maybe it'll work a little bit, but it's not going to work as fast.
Yeah. Well, and it's like, not going to be embodied, right? It's not going to be authentic.
Right. I mean, if you put to do a vision, I mean, vision board is just such a practical example, but
even like when someone up levels in a sort of surface way, like, you can tell if someone like doesn't feel comfortable in their clothes or doesn't feel like they're trying really hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, we never want to be that way or feel that way. Like, we want it to be genuine, like you said. And the only way to really do that is to fully embody it.
Yeah. So how?
So how?
I mean, we have an exercise that all of our students get and then they can use with their future clients too. So hopefully the domino effect of this exercise plays out in the world here real soon. It's called the Soul Signature Exercise. So if you want it, then you have to join Coach Training, link in bio. Or you have to hire an IGC-trained coach, which is also a good deal for anyone listening because they know all this stuff. But the Soul Signature kind of walks you through exactly how to define what, you know, people would call the next level self. And obviously we call the Soul Signature. And like, funny story, there's like, Katie and I did this to each other almost 10 years ago.
Yeah.
So awkward. I remember, like, let's just walk them through it because I'm getting ahead of myself. They're going to be like, what? All right. Okay. It's like a 3-step process.
You start.
Oh, you want me to start? Okay. Step one. All right. I'm going to do a summary because this is a podcast, not a training. Just kidding. Okay. So part one is really like discovering your soul signature, figuring out like what qualities show up like when you're living from your soul or when you're like at your best self or your next level self or that vision of yourself that you have like in the future, which could also be 10 minutes when you're done with this exercise. So part one, you want to think of a really great day. So where would you be? Who would you be with? Would you be alone with friends, family, loved ones, all of them? Would you be outside? Would you be inside? Would you be doing something active or relaxing or at a concert? Like, think of the really ideal day and then ask yourself this question. What words describe how you feel? So on the perfect day, you can imagine like what it looks like or where you are, but what we're really getting at here is like, how are you feeling during a perfect day? What are some of those like embodied emotions? Write them down.
How are you feeling during a perfect day, Liv?
I think I'm feeling, okay, that's so dumb. I would be feeling very calm, very present. I often think in the negative first. So although I told you all present in my mind, I was like less distracted. So like, don't say the negative either in this exercise, say the positive.
If that's what comes through, you can change it into a positive
word. Yes, write it down and then swap it to a positive. So very present, very calm, and like energized or fun, like full of life.
Yeah.
Which is how I feel every time I'm with you.
Oh, it's so nice. I would feel like very at ease and like things are handled. Like I need to feel like organized and like things are in the right places and that like I'm on top of everything. I do really struggle with that. It's hard for me to like relax or feel like I even really give myself permission to, you know, chill if I don't feel like things are organized and there's a plan in place.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but that's good. Okay. So next step.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. So now you want to think about someone who you admire, someone you respect, or someone who, like, you just like being around them. Like, you like their energy, you like their vibe, like, you like their soul, you know? I feel like it's also helpful to think about people who maybe you don't know that well, but, like, you just really like them. Like, you just really, like, you like their energy. Like, when you meet someone and you don't know them that well, but you feel like you know them, or you just like being around them, I think that's because you like their energy. So that's kind of what we're going for here, is like to get a read on energy. So, you know, they could also, they could be someone close to you, but they could also be like a famous person or an influencer, maybe not an influencer, but like someone who, you know, has, who you don't personally know on an intimate level, but you see them and you see certain qualities that maybe you haven't even distinguished what those qualities are. That's what we're going to do. But you just like, you like, you gravitate towards them. Like, they are something magnetic there.
Yeah.
So now we want you to get some clarity around the qualities and ask yourself, what are the qualities of this person or these people that is really standing out to me? I can think of this one woman. I don't know why this is who's coming to me, but she's like, she's on Instagram. That's, I don't like personally know her, but she's like a health coach, or like, I don't know, maybe a nutritionist or something. She's in the health field, but she's very honest and she's very real. And she talks a lot about, you know, having lost like 50 pounds and gone through this big transformation. So she's vulnerable. She's also very beautiful, and I feel like she has this magnetic energy about her. So there's something about her that I'm just drawn to. I think it's that, you know, she's showing up this certain way on the outside, but there's a deeper story within, and she's found a way to talk about it and own it. Mm. And she also, like, her whole shtick is like volume eating. So like teaching people how to, like, you know, if you've struggled with your weight, or you're just like eating a lot, and that's, you know, maybe why you struggle, to like how to eat a lot, but in a healthy way. So I just like it. It's like practical, you know?
Yeah.
But the exercise here is like unpacking why you're attracted to someone, or what you're attracted, what attracts you to them.
Do you think your purpose in life is to create invoices or remind your clients that they have more appointments to schedule? Not at all. You're a coach because you love creating transformation for your clients, and that's why you need to check out Paperbell. Paperbell powers your online coaching business, payments, appointments, contract signing, client management, and more. It's so simple to use, and it'll give you so much relief and ease in your coaching practice. You just send your clients one link, and Paperbell does all of the admin and onboarding. Your client pays you, they sign the contract, they self-schedule their appointments, and you can even add an intake survey or deliver a welcome packet. Paperbell does it all. It's like having a VA that's there 24/7. And it's so quick and intuitive to set up, even if you're not tech savvy. Paperbell is a one-stop shop that does all of the boring admin stuff so you don't have to. Get started with a free account at paperbell.com/podcast.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. I even think about like maybe people you might almost feel like a little bit jealous of. And instead of thinking about like, why am I jealous of this person? It's like, what does that person have that I'm not seeing in myself, or that I want more of in myself? Because you've always said like jealousy is just an arrow, like pointing you towards more of what you want or desire. Yeah, I actually immediately, this is so random and I'm unprepared, but it came to my mind. Like, I think about this woman. She was an old realtor of mine. Maybe that's why, because I've moved so many times. But she just had this like inviting, warm, like almost motherly type of energy, where she was just so like there and like comforting. And I remember like I was, when I met her too, I was really at a bad place emotionally. And I just remember feeling like wow, like I want to be like her. Like she's so confident and warm and affectionate and like not willing to hold back on like how she is feeling. Like she's very open, you know?
Yeah, I agree. Like I mean, it makes sense that you and I are probably attracted to a lot of the same qualities.
Yeah. Like that nurturing energy.
Yeah. And just people who, like when you're with them, it feels like they're focused on you. Like I'm very triggered by Adam. That's my husband because he really
We have to bring Adam on the show because I was listening to the episode that went live today and we also talked about Adam. He's going to have a voice on the show at some point, but keep going.
Keep him voiceless. But no, I'm very triggered. This is another thing to, if this comes up, right? We're like, don't go for the negative. But like if it comes up, like I'm very triggered because he's on his phone a lot. Like he's a scroller. He's like an anxious scroller. And I've talked about this on the podcast before. I'm pretty sure that he hates scrolls. It's so unevolved.
So unevolved. God.
Okay. However, comma, he just does it all the time. And I feel like he's not present, right? So this is like a thing that we have a push and pull in our relationship. But when I'm with people that like what you're really, they're really present and like, you feel like they're really with you. When you said the word warm, like I feel the same way. Right. So you're going to create this list mostly based on people that you like and sometimes based on people or things you don't like. That's okay. But turn them into what you wish, right? Like I wish my husband was more present.
So, should I stop responding when he screenshots me back my stories?
No, he's like obsessed with doing that with you. I'm like, can you please stop? It's very awkward. And he's
just, it's not. So Adam, like some, if I like post something like of Katie and I on my Instagram story or just Katie myself,
it's usually when you post pictures of yourself.
He screenshots them and sends it to me. I think he just knows that I'm like usually in a rough patch and like it like makes me feel nice. Not usually, but you know. Anyway, the next episode is going to be called Enough About Adam.
He's not allowed to flirt anymore because he's married. So now he just flirts with all my friends.
Oh, so less harmful. Yeah.
So when you go through this exercise, you want to be mindful of, and it's okay if they come out in the beginning, but you're going to go back through and cross them out. Any words that are physical elements or don't represent your core being or an element of your soul or your energy. So for example, if you wrote pretty, like you know, you are attracted to someone because they're pretty, like, okay, that makes sense, right? Or maybe they're fit or you like, you know, something aesthetic. Those are actually words that we want to take off of the list because they're physical and we're looking for something that's beneath the physical, right? Your soul signature. So go through and cross those out. And then you have your final list. Well, not final, but your medium final list. Okay. So what's step three, Liv?
So step three is where shit's about to get really awkward. Just kidding.
I like this.
I like it too, but this is like also a practice in getting to your next level self like pretty quickly because it requires you to actually take action on it like outside of your notebook. So part three is involving people in your life. So like I mentioned before, it was like kind of Katie and I did this exercise with each other literally a decade ago. But basically you're going to call a list of 10 people. So the goal is to have 10 people, like 10 people who you have a trusting and loving relationship with. So these are people who have your best interest in mind and would be willing to take like literally 2 to 3 minutes to help you out. They can be friends, family, coworkers, siblings, children, I don't know, online friends, anyone, but you do want to pick people that like have your best interest in mind. They might make a little bit of a joke at first about it, but you want to call people who are going to take you and this exercise seriously. So you contact them using the following script and you want to use it like word for word. right, Katie? Like, we don't really, we can tell them ahead of time, like this, I'm, you know, doing an exercise. So it says, hey, so-and-so, I'm doing a personal development exercise. Do you have a few minutes to answer a question? They're going to say yes, or they're going to be like, call me back, or why wasn't this a text message? But it has to be a call. So
I actually have done this over text, but.
Oh, you have?
Mm-hmm.
All right, fine. If they don't.
Try that's for a call. If you can't.
Try for call. Play for call. Yeah.
Play for call.
So, hi, I'm doing this personal development exercise. Do you have a few minutes to answer a question? The question is, what do you see just by looking at me without me saying anything at all? What qualities do I exude? What shows up when I do, basically? You want to write down anything they say. And when they pause, of course, you can say, is there anything else? Write that down. And then like, thank you so much. I'll call you later to catch up. Bye. So main question is, what do you see just by looking at me? Like without saying anything, what qualities do I exude? Another way to say that would be like, what shows up when I do?
What do you see just by looking at me?
Yeah. I mean, you could sing it too for like, if part of your next level self is like theatrical or Broadway.
I'm becoming theatrical.
Yeah.
So you write down exactly what they say. You want to get the actual words and, you know, they're probably not going to say anything negative, but if they do, cross it out. Like,
yeah.
They're like, you're very picky. Bye.
Selective, you mean? Like, I might just put my own positive spin on it.
Perfect and amazing. Yeah. So then what, Liv? How do they get all the words from all the different parts of the exercise to come together?
Right. So, of course, you're going to write everything down. Cross out anything. Or just, like, you can also cross things out that just, like, don't really resonate with you. Like, because, again, the ultimate goal is to, like, have this, like, easily accessible definition of who you are on a soul level that when you are feeling down or can't make a decision or confused or something like that, that you say, like, oh, like, what would Olivia, who's embodying this, this, and this, do? So you're going to read through your list of words. The words on the list are the words that you want to be described as when you're at your best. So again, if there's anything negative on there, anything that doesn't resonate, take it off. In order to illuminate your soul signature for yourself, you want to read through this list 3 more times. So out loud, maybe in a mirror. But as you read through the list, like the first time, cross out any words that you might feel disconnected to or not attracted to. You really don't have to overthink it. The second time you read it through, pay close attention to the words that do resonate with you. So the ones that you're like, I definitely feel this. Maybe they're ones that spark like a vision of a happy memory or just make you feel like you just know when you know, like if it lands, it lands. Maybe like star or mark those. And then the third time, read only the words that are left. So ignore anything that was removed in step one. Ultimately, you want to circle about 5 words that truly resonate with you. And some of them might have been repeated too. So I know when we did this exercise, there were certain words that multiple people had said about me that I had also said for myself. So I was like, oh, that's definitely one we're going to keep. Yeah. But ultimately, you want to have kind of like your five, I don't know what that weird accent was, your 5 soul signature words. And you want to, essentially, you want to keep these somewhere as like reminders. So we suggest writing them as I am statements. So I am confident, I am loving, I am warm, I am radiant, I am magnetic, I am a queen, like whatever you come up with, you want to have those. And you want to have them in a place where you can say, okay, if I am all of these things, how would I show up to this situation? How would I choose what I'm working towards this week? How would I interact in that relationship? How would I essentially live, right? Like that's your soul. That's your next level.
Hi, it's Kalia, IGC coach training grad and 6-figure certified coach. I know you're here listening to these incredible stories of successful coaches and wondering, When will it be my turn? I'm sure you entered this year with the goal of finally stepping into your purpose. And there is no better way than enrolling in IGC's internationally accredited coach training program. Enrollment is open now, and it is your turn. So take the first step by going to innerglowcircle.com/call right now and book a free call with me. Your six-figure certified story starts today.
Yeah, and I think like when we talk about your soul signature, like that is who you are at your core. Mm-hmm. So it's really not even who you are at your next level. You're always that person. What I am thinking now is like you become a higher percentage of your soul signature
yeah.
as you get to your next level.
Yeah, it's like, and how can you be more of that, really? Like more of who you really are.
Yeah, and like some of the things that people say about you, some of the words that they use might trigger you in that you're like, I'm not warm. Like I was just like a bitch to someone the other day. And it's like, yeah, but at your core, you are a warm, loving, radiant being. Like they're like, you're radiant. You're like, I'm radiant. Like I do not like how I've been feeling in my clothes lately, or I don't like how I've been looking, but at your core, you are a radiant being. And so perhaps like your next level is really just about becoming a higher percentage or showing up a higher percentage of the time as your soul self.
Yeah. And it reminds me of like that cliche saying that's like, who were you before the world told you who you should be? You know, and I think about that because one of the things that really stuck out to me from the exercise when I first did it, honestly, the only thing I can really remember was every single person said I was so confident and I was at the lowest point in my life.
Well, see, that's
and I'm like, wait, what? How do people see that in me? But I'm like, if other people see that in me, then I know it's there. And now it's my job to like tap into that thing, that part of my soul that already exists. And you know, even just sometimes remembering that we have the ability to live from a different place than we've been living. If I've been living from lazy or overwhelmed for the past month, like I actually don't have to, right? I can live from highly organized and efficient and energized. Maybe not every moment of every day, but we know that lies within us. Like we know that we can access it.
Yeah. A lot of people tell me I'm like really chill.
Who tells you that?
Like a lot of like random people that I meet.
That's so interesting.
Or like friends of friends. Like they're like, you're really chill. And like, I think that at the core I am, but I like freak out and panic a lot, but I don't like, I don't lead with that. You know
what's crazy? As you're saying that, I'm like, some of our best times together, like you have been really chill. Like that trip to LA when we were at the one hotel and like at the rooftop pool, I was like, damn, like this is the chillest vibe like we've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was
also, I think I'm happiest and most content when I'm chill. But that's sort of what I started saying at the very beginning of this episode, which is like, you know, when you have me describe my perfect day, it's like, well, there's all these things that have to happen first in order for me to have the being that I need to have, which is a kind of bullshit, right? Like I would like to be able to bring that chill being regardless if I have tackled my to-do list or haven't touched it in a day.
Yeah. So that's the practice though. It's like, how do I like show up as more chill to these areas of my life where I'd normally be like frenetic or anxious or, you know, whatever.
And I think like chill is an interesting word, but like I'm just using it as an example so that you guys can build out yours a little bit more too. Like what is chill? Like what's happening in me when I'm chill, quote unquote?
Yeah.
I'm like trusting and I'm like, you know, I'm at peace and I'm like focused on the bigger vision and you know what I mean?
Yeah. And one of the words, like, cause we ended up like naming ourselves, like similar to how we did like Million Dollar Mary. So you can name, do you remember what you named yourself? Mine was so easy.
I only remember my like survival mechanism names and they're
bad. I was just Queen Olivia. Like it was so simple. But like, it's similar to how you were just saying, like, what does chill actually look like? Like, I have to ask myself that, like, what does, I think it was confident queen or something. It was so corny. I'm so embarrassed, but that actually works. I know. Can we find pictures of it? We can add it to like this Instagram post when we release this episode. That would be fun.
I found a bunch of my client files while I was packing and I didn't.
Thank God for moving.
I have a whole like section of a binder of you.
Horrifying.
I mean, my whole office is filled with you, but I'm just saying like this one binder was a whole.
Well, but I would ask myself, like, how does a queen, you know, respond to this? Or how would a queen answer this email or text message? Like, those kind of things actually help me because I do sometimes slip into like bitchy or no patience or overtired or like rude. Not often, but sometimes, you know, I think I told you I had to like yell at the lawnmower guys the other day. And I was like, oh my God, like that's not how a queen would respond.
No, but I think it's also worth like thinking for yourself. I struggle with the same thing, but like how would a queen respond if somebody didn't do things that they said they were going to do? Or
I would banish them from the queendom.
Wait, projected. You guys aren't banished. You're part of the queendom. So,
yes.
Yeah.
All right. Hopefully so that's an exercise for everyone. You're going to have to like pause and go back and don't listen to this one on like super speed.
Yeah. I think this is a good episode to like listen to twice at least and also bring like a pen and paper and take some notes.
Yeah.
But if you like this exercise and this is something that you'd love to really dive into with yourself and with your clients, or if you're thinking of having a coaching practice and having exercises like this at your disposal would be helpful, then you should really check out our coach training certification program and learn a little bit more.
Yeah. And all you need to do is go to innerglowcircle.com/book call. We're literally enrolling for spring now. So you don't want to miss it because it's the cheapest it'll be. The tuition, I mean. That's a bad word. It's highly discounted for early enrollment. So innerglowcircle.com/ Yeah. You know, the normal slash on a website.
I don't know why people say backsplash because have you ever...
Backsplash? That's behind the counter.
I'm in house mode. I don't know why. What's it called?
Well, it's like forward slash or backslash.
No, it's forward slash because there's forward. Never a backslash. It's always.
So figure it out. And if you can't, just DM us on Instagram and our slow minds will figure this out. But no, yeah, enrolling now, you'll get access to all of that. So,
okay, we love you guys. Thanks for tuning in.
Love you. Thanks for being here. Do the exercise. Mommy says, bye.
Let's face it, the world needs you and your clients are waiting.
This is the year you make it happen and become a six-figure certified coach doing exactly what you were called to do.
If you loved this episode, give us a 5-star review and share it with someone else who's ready to make moves and answer their calling.
We can't wait to see you next week and help you make your first or your next 6 figures as a certified coach.